and Warren from Chicago. Which one to talk to me about?
Hey, Saul Ranger. Well, I heard you were talking about that long jump record back in Mexico City.
Absolutely.
And yes. You were saying what? That's credited as one of the five great moments in sports, basically?
Yes, it is. That is one.
Come on now. Now, see, from Chicago.
Sports Illustrated.
I think three of the great moments in sports.
Hello? Yeah, you're breaking up.
All time. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, you were gone there for a second. You were just... You sound like a Japanese, movie or something. You know?
So sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think three of the great moments in sports need to be three of Michael Jordan's games, you know?
Michael Jordan did make it.
And then one of them needs to be Babe Ruth calling the home run for the little boy. Whether that ever happened or not, I think it still belongs in there.
Yeah. But you don't like that Olympic event, huh?
Well, the long jump, give me a break.
All right, what about the Black Power salute?
The other thing that belongs in my top five all-time sports, it has to be the running of the first marathon where the guy croaks out the word victory and then keels over and dies.
Well, these were 20th century sporting events.
In that case, we have Babe Ruth pointing for the kid, you know.
That's on there, actually. That's one of the top five.
Yeah. Oh, really? They didn't put that in? Well,
and one of Michael Jordan's...
I don't have too much to be cranky about.
Well, and they said Jackie Robinson taking the field for the first time is one of the great sporting events because he broke the color line in baseball. So that was major.
Mm-hmm.
And, Beeman's achievement is incredible. It really did shock the sports world at the time. But, yeah, I don't know.
Did they include Bobby Riggs playing Billie Jean King? Because I think that ought to be in. Not the top five, but the top ten,
I don't have the list in front of me, but it did get an honorable mention. It got an honorable mention. It was kind of yeah, because it was a social event, but not really a sporting event to them.
No,
so,
not at all. I mean, he would go out of the court and play with a broom instead of a tennis racket, and he would just demoralize people. He would win, many of those times.
I do that all the time.
He would go out with, a rake or, just any goofy piece of equipment he could find,
It's nothing. I do that all the time. I've played with a broom many times. It doesn't really hurt my game that much. So. I never thought that was that big a deal. Okay. So you take exception.
I'm going to hold that to you if you haven't played tennis.
You don't like the Bob Beamon record. All right, you're on record. Man, I'm having a rough night tonight because everybody's calling up disputing. They don't even want to admit that Poland was justified in defending itself against Germany and Russia. So
I don't think so. Yeah. Don't even try to sell me that line of bull. I do not think so.
It's been one of those nights. The moon must be full after the Pujols home run. People are giddy. They think anything's possible now. And so, forget Bob Beamon. He's a chump. He didn't accomplish anything. This is ridiculous.
Well, I'm just saying that the long jump is a little on the boring side. That's all I'm saying.
Except that he shattered it by 2 feet. I mean, come on.
I haven't taken a long jump lately. Maybe I could do that.
If you do, it'll be one of the great sporting events in the 21st
century. Come to think of it, last night was a full moon. How long did he jump?
He jumped 29 feet 2 inches, but you got to even beat that now because he broke that world record's actually been broken back then.
Under the full moon last night, I'm pretty sure I jumped 33 feet.
33?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 33. So, anything's possible under a full moon.
I guess that is true. I can't dispute it.
There were no witnesses, but the moon saw it,
The
moon saw it.
Cardinals win this thing or not? Even in Chicago, are they talking about the Cardinals at all? Is this just like a
it's like people in Chicago, they don't even know who the Cardinals are. They're just like talking about the Sox nonstop.
That
know?
Is just so, so Chicago.
I know, and I apologize for that, Slow Ranger.
That is why we have an inferiority complex down here in St. Louis. It's all your fault, okay?
I apologize on behalf of Chicago.
Yeah, well, you're going to meet Mr. Pujols here soon enough. So. Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We're due for a break. Take that break. Be right back taking your calls after these messages.